Hello, sick people.
Creating optimal health.
Small changes that can add up.
A workout that I can do pretty much anywhere.
Good for your health.
We have started a new series here at The Takeaway. It's called Do It Yourself Checkup. Every week, we're going to talk about simple steps that you can take to become healthier. And for more tips, we're joined again this week by health reporter Kate Daly, our guide throughout the series. And we're also joined by Dr. Andrea Price. She's an OBGYN at the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. Kate, the last time you were here last week, we talked about getting into a mind frame to make some healthy choices. Some of our listeners wrote in and said, you make it sound so easy, and it isn't. So, Kate, answer this for me. Is taking some healthy steps more complicated than it seems?
When we talk about health, there are a lot of complications. There's a lot of conflicting studies. Newsweek's double issue this week is all about healthy living, and it tackles a lot of really controversial issues. But at a very basic level, there's a huge body of evidence that there are just four things that you need to do that will make you significantly healthier. If you do these four things, it will lower your risk of heart attack by 90%. And if you do these four things, about 80% of those chronic diseases we talked about last week can be either cured or significantly improved. That's the good news. The bad news is that only about 3% of Americans do all four things.
Okay, so they must be really, really hard. Let's talk about these simple steps. What are they?
Well, the first one is a huge one, and it is very hard, but it's super important, and that is to quit smoking. And now we're not telling you anything new here. Everybody knows that smoking is horrible for your health. It can take up to 10 years off your life. It can increase your chance of type 2 diabetes by about 40%. But smoking is still a huge issue for about 20% of Americans. And it's really the first thing you need to concentrate on if you're going to get healthy. Step two is to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, with a serving being about the size of a tennis ball. Now, this one sounds easy, but again, you really have to think about it, because that's a lot of fruits and vegetables. The good news about this is if you focus on it, if you do a serving at breakfast, 2 at lunch, or 1 at lunch and a snack and a couple at dinner, it's really a lot of food, and it's going to keep you from eating food that is high in sodium, that's high in processed chemicals, that is not that good for you. All those vegetables and fruits are going to fill you up, and it's going to make it easier for you to make healthy choices.
And number three?
Number three is to get about 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. Now, I talked to a doctor yesterday from the Mayo Clinic who said that 40% of Americans hate exercise, hate it. 25% just seriously dislike it. So 65% of the people right now are going to have trouble with this directive.
Well, let me ask you, Dr. Price, you obviously must get patients who come in all the time and are trying to become more healthy, in whatever that means. Do they have these complaints that it's really hard to eat vegetables and fruits, that it's really hard to exercise?
You know, when a patient comes in to see me and they haven't been to the doctor in 5 years and they want to know what they need to do to get healthy, I usually try and start with some basic things, which is, you know, completing your health screenings, you know, making sure you're up to date with your mammogram, your bone density if you're postmenopausal, if you're a man, your PSA, your numbers, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. So once, you know, we hit the basics and make sure that there's no major diseases or fires to put out, then we move on to focusing on the lifestyle changes.
A lot of people associate health, doctor, with a weight. And although, you know, granted, having a healthy weight is extremely important, I think people perhaps are confused about the relationship between how much you weigh and how healthy you are.
Right. I mean, there's no arguing the fact that if your body mass index or BMI is in a healthy range, that you are likely to be healthier and live longer. However, you know, being a few pounds overweight does not at all, you know, exclude being healthy. So I don't all want to give the message that, you know, if you're 40 pounds overweight, you can't lose, you know, you've been trying and trying and not losing weight, don't bother.
Okay, so Kate, by simplifying it down, and we've only did three, well, we're going to do the last step in just a minute, but by simplifying it down to these things, that kind of takes away the confusion over all these conflicting studies or trying to worry about what your genetics and all those things, although they're important. Still, you can still just focus on these three things, right?
Yes, and the doctors that I talked to said no matter what your health concern is, whether it's weight, whether it's high cholesterol, whether you have you know, pre-diabetes or pre-hypertension, no matter what your specific health concern is, there may be other things you should be doing that you discuss with your doctor. But by doing these three things, that is kind of the path to success for all of these different chronic diseases that we've been talking about.
Kate, let's now go to your last step. You had four steps. We've talked about three. And here's this last one. And it's different than the other three.
It is different than the other three. And like I said, this is a group of criteria that's been established by medical doctors. I'm just a medical reporter. But what I notice about this fourth step is that this is kind of an end result. So the first three steps, stop smoking, exercise, eat your fruits and vegetables, are all kind of actions. They're things that you can do. The final step is sort of more of a result or more of just a state of being, and that is to keep a healthy weight and have a healthy BMI. And we've touched on this issue a couple of times both last week and this week, and Dr. Price stated it very well, that if you were doing all of these things, if you were getting your exercise, if you were eating your fruits and vegetables, if you were not smoking, and you still happen to have a high BMI or you still happen to be overweight, studies have shown that you are healthier than the person who has a BMI of 24 or 23 and is smoking and maybe only going to the gym once a week.
Okay, we've used a lot of terms. Go ahead, Dr. Price.
Yes, if I could just jump in just to piggyback on what Kate said. The other thing to really keep in mind is that even if you do, say, have 60 pounds loose, just by losing 10 to 15 pounds, you can significantly improve your health. If you have type 2 diabetes, if you have blood pressure, just by losing that 15 pounds, you know, you may get to the point where you can cut your medication in half or in some cases go completely off your medication. So if 60 pounds seems daunting to you, wow, you know, I could tackle 10 or 15 pounds. And then once you're there and you see the positive result, that's going to encourage you.
Okay, well, we've talked about a lot of different things here, and if you're confused about anything, maybe you don't know what BMI is, body mass index, for example. We have lots more information on this topic at our website, thetakeaway.org. Kate Daly, Newsweek editor and longtime medical reporter, and we were also joined by Dr. Andrea Price, OBGYN, and from the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Also at thetakeaway.org, you can read Kate Daly's 3.5 tips on how to get yourself healthy.
3.5?
3.5.
I thought it was 4.
No, it's 3.5 because she gives the maintain a healthy weight a half. At our blog. And more of the DIY checkup throughout the summer. Next time we're going to be talking about exercise myths and realities. How much exercise do you think you really need? You may be surprised to get the answer to that and the connection between exercise and losing weight. You can get the conversation started now. What level of exercise works or doesn't for you? Head over to our site, thetakeaway.org. Check out the whole series.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.